Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, how do we even do the intro to this thing?
I don't know. Do we do an intro? Like,
we don't need to do an intro, to be honest. I don't even have like an intro for mine.
It's going on both of our podcasts, so I don't know. Yeah. There's no formal introduction or like, unless we have a joint podcast, but nah.
Yeah.
Technically, we just did it.
Yeah, actually, dude, that'd be fun. We just do a weekly podcast. I think that'd be fun, even just with you and me.
That'd be kind of cool. Every week, just kind of like chat.
I mean, it's easy to even do multiple. I mean, it's easy. It's just like talking. So
I know, for real. And we're both up literally 24/7, anyways.
Yeah, it's totally fine with me, man. Dude,
and like, I feel like we could just like ask people a question to answer. And that could just be like a starting topic, and it'll lead to whatever other stuff that we talk about,
bro. All right,
dude. I figured out on Anchor that you can send people can send in voice messages
on Anchor.
On Anchor. So I was like, ooh. So on Instagram, I asked people to send me voice messages. I actually don't know if people send them to me yet. But I thought it was a cool thing because it's literally just live Q&A. Like, they send you a message and you just answer it. And you can play it on the episode, right?
What?
Dude, it's nuts. I know. No one sent me a message yet.
I will do that. Dude, I'm going to do that on my YouTube video. Oh, shoot.
Wait, okay. That's actually a good idea, too. Just pull the audio from that and then just go off of that, like, as a topic.
Dude, yeah, that'll be good.
Okay, I'm writing that down, actually. That's actually a really good idea.
Bro, we feed off so many ideas off each other. It's so
dude,
funny,
wait.
Man.
Okay, no. This is the idea, though. For our podcast, we have to call it something about brainstorming.
Brainstorming?
It's got to be revolved around that, because I feel like every time I talk to you, there's always a brand new idea. Like, brainstorm. I'm writing this brainstorming, Chris. Dude, it has to happen.
Oh my gosh, brainstorming, huh? Okay.
Like a play off of that. Like, I don't know what we would do with that or what.
Yeah.
But like, if we're just gonna be talking about stuff, I mean, we literally just came up with like three different ideas just talking about nothing.
Yeah. No. We could call it the weekly stand-up. No, that's different.
Oh wait. Wait, I actually love that. The weekly stand-up, you know how sick that would be? And then?
Oh, you're so funny.
And then, this would be a video podcast.
Oh, yeah.
While we're standing up.
On our standing desk.
Because our standing desk, oh my dude. God. But if all of our desks are in view, they're all in standing mode.
And not to mention, Spotify is adding video podcasts in a couple months too.
Wait, what? Is that actually a thing?
Yep.
Joe Rogan.
They're experimenting with Joe Rogan, and so that everyone else can do it. They'll be the first to do it.
Spotify video. Is this confirmed news?
No, yeah, no. That's the goal. Like, they're testing it out with Joe Rogan.
When did this come out?
When Joe Rogan signed a deal with them.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say, because that would have been a good time to buy options on fucking Spotify. God damn it.
Stocks? Oh, that's what the stocks on Spotify like blew up, bro.
Dude, Friday, they took off. I don't know what happened or what news came out, but Spotify took off.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, podcasts are the way to go, man.
Dude, no, 100%. I mean, like, literally, we just messaged each other. We have no topic to cover, and we're just talking. Like, literally, there's nothing. There's no topic behind this podcast. I don't know if we're ever going to relate this to developers or anything like that to our personal brands, but we're just talking.
Yeah. Nah, man.
I mean, cool, we just created another podcast out the blue called The Weekly Stand-Up. I need to fact check this.
Yeah, we got to make sure there's nothing else.
Stand up. Bro, the weekly stand up podcast. If it is, I'm going to fight someone. Okay, so there's the stand up podcast and then there's the agile stand up podcast. I think we're okay.
Yeah, but those sound boring. The stand up podcast.
I bet you agile. It's just them stand. Oh, you see, okay. Wait. That- oh, what?
What?
Okay, it's weird though because the stand up podcast, I'm not trying to clap on them. It is computer science related, but like the theme behind the image, the profile picture and all that stuff is like stand up comedy.
But not even but look at this, dude. They upload it in March, then December, November. Like, they don't even upload.
Oh, the last time they uploaded was March 26, 2020.
Bro, or it could be the daily stand-up.
And they don't even have an SSL certificate.
Yeah. So, bro, and to be honest, I think daily stand-up would probably sound better, even if we don't do it.
I think there is
daily
a daily stand-up.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, no, it's called Scrum Master's Toolbox.
Bro, okay. See, these people are developers, but that just sounds too nerdy.
It does.
It's too nerdy, but, dude.
No. The weekly stand-up sounds, I think, has a better catch than the daily stand-up.
Okay.
Like, the weekly stand-up just has a vibe to it that I kind of like. Okay. But, yeah, the other one was the agile. Oh, no, that's not a good ring to it. Oh, no, it's playing in my ears. Oh, my God. The last time they uploaded was 10 months ago. We're good. Okay. We're good. It just auto-played again. Listen.
Just close it.
Chris, do you have... Does on your YouTube channel, does it autoplay a featured video?
Oh yeah, all YouTube channels do that.
Stop! Don't do that.
All YouTube channels do that.
The Agile stand-up whatever channel just did that to me twice and scared me. I don't like it.
That's so funny, dude.
Okay. Right, so this is happening. This is happening. Okay. Yeah. So I'm changing my Notion note that I made from brainstorming podcast to the weekly stand up.
Yeah, man, it's easy. We just talk.
Damn.
We just talk.
And it doesn't even have to be developer related. Like it does like assimilate to like developers because of the whole stand up part.
Yeah.
But we're literally just standing up.
It's so dumb, dude. I mean, to be honest, man, when do I ever talk about developer-related content, even on my my videos and podcasts? It's like, it's,
I feel like I guess, you do.
I guess it's developer-related, but it's really more life-related.
I feel like indirectly you hint at it. Not hint at it, but like you lead towards it, just because that's your main audience. Yeah. But yeah, like you don't directly, not associate, but you don't directly... talk about it for sure.
Yeah, so when do I yeah,
that's true. No, you're right. I mean, you have a brand called the developer brand. So I mean, like, I feel like you still do, and your full-time job is as a developer. So I feel like when people talk about your name, you directly associate with being a developer. God.
Okay. That's true. I mean,
developer Brandon.
Yeah, and I'm a partner with an online coding school too. So,
even more reason.
Oh my gosh!
Even more reason. The weekly stand up.
Oh crap!
Maybe we should brand this as a comedic act because you're the the weekly stand up man.
Dude, that's so funny, man. We weren't even planning. What the heck? How did we get here, dude?
Wait, what?
How did we even get to this? What the
heck? I don't know. We started off talking about this off the podcast about sleep. And then now we're talking about future business ventures. And it's happening so right funny, now. Man. So, like, is this going up on the weekly stand-up? Do we have to make cover art for this?
No.
No. You know what we should do? The weekly stand-up should be default everything.
Wait, what?
No cover art. No description. Whatever profile picture they give us, that is it.
No, dude. No. Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how troll that would be? And then when people go look at it and it's got like all these views or whatever listens, if this thing even like pops off.
Dude.
And it's default everything.
Bro, I mean, we could do, I mean, even my own podcast, when I look at it, I think I have 700 followers now. So, I mean.
What? Wait. Followers or audience?
Wait, what's the difference?
Wait, what are you looking at on the Anchor analytics?
Oh, when I'm looking at this, the Spotify dashboard.
Wait, I've never looked at my Spotify dashboard. How do I get there?
Podcasters.spotify.com.
Wait. Say that again.
Oh, no, I have 600 followers.
Podcast what?
Podcasters.spotify.com. Yeah, because it's telling me that they have like 4,000 plays, 600 followers right now.
That's Spotify.com. Wait, how did you find this? I've never, your dashboard.
Oh, I Googled it. I was just curious to see.
Get started. Oh, I have to link it to my RSS and then I'll see it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Now I'm curious because I've never seen my actual stats.
I mean, I've never seen my stats by iTunes. I only know it for Spotify.
iTunes, I only recently went on.
Yeah, me too. But iTunes has more people. I mean, no one, whoever
for you Spotify really? Podcasts.
No, in general, iTunes was the place to go for podcasts.
Forever. Well, I mean, Spotify is my main audience, though, or my main platform.
Oh, that's what you think. Wait till you. I mean, when you share.
What do you mean? I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, my bad.
It's 61% Spotify and then 20 Apple Podcasts.
Wait, it tells you that?
On Anchor.
Are you for real?
I'm being dead serious. I'm looking at it right now. It even tells you devices. 23% iPhone, 7%. Wait. Answer this question for me because I have no idea what this means. 23% is iPhone, 7% is Android, 5% is web, but then 65% is other. What could other be? Do people still have like iPods?
Wait, yours is other? 65%?
65% other. I'm scared. Am I getting botted?
On yours?
Yeah. Wait.
Bro, mine's 72% Spotify. 70% Apple.
Wait, what? How many percent Apple?
17.
Oh, 17. Yeah, I'm 61-20. Okay, I think it's mainly because I advertise only for Spotify. Yeah. Spotify's like probably the bigger platform, kind of.
It is more than iTunes now. It is
100%. Yeah. And then with the whole Joe Rogan thing, like everyone just knows.
Yeah, everyone knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, yeah, dude. Like, you just. Yeah. Well, when we upload this podcast, we could upload literally to all three, I guess. Right.
The same thing. To all three.
Yours, mine, and then. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, the email address in your RSS feed belongs to Anchor.
I have no idea.
Okay, they're screwing me over.
That's funny, man.
I guess this is the first episode of the weekly stand up.
Yo, what is up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode.
How long are we in? How long are we in until we got the introduction? 13 minutes.
Oh, really?
13 minutes, and it took us to get to the intro. Holy
crap, dude! That's funny.
Oh my god. Dude, people are getting blue balled, dude. They're like listening to this whole thing, and then 13 minutes in, out of nowhere, we just run a whole introduction, music, everything.
This is Chow Codes. This is Chris Sean. Welcome to the weekly stand up podcast.
And then for like 2 minutes, just run our introduction music, like radios, like radio shows, and just like mess with their heads.
Oh, dude, that was just this is.
I mean, I'm telling you, this podcast is gonna be so troll. We have the Twitter egg as our profile, like, or as our cover art. Oh, it'd be so good. Wait, do we do that?
Oh my gosh, are you for real?
Oh no, look, you're the one that's good at Photoshop. This is what we do, okay? Twitter egg in a tuxedo, top hat. With a mic in front of him, red curtains behind him, and a standing desk somewhere on the photo.
And a standing desk.
Everything that relates to stand up except for the egg will be in this photo.
That'd be interesting.
Are you writing this down? This is gold.
Are you serious right
now? I'm being so dead serious. Like, whoever's listening, they better... That was too quick. You're lying to me. That was too fast. That was like 2 seconds. There's no way you wrote all of that detail down right now. There's zero way possible.
I am the typing master, dude. I type...
You've literally said in public that you can't type fast.
Twitter egg, Mike, stand-up desk, red curtains, tuxedo.
There you go. The tuxedo was the big part. The tuxedo was the big part. Okay. I just need that. I think it's a great idea.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's a great idea. I think this is gonna take off. I think people will understand once they see the cover art.
15-minute intro.
Well, can we actually do that? Can we actually you and me need to like just set aside some time? Figure out how we can fill an introduction in 15 minutes. So for 14 minutes and 55 seconds, we'll have some random stuff playing. And then the last 5 seconds, then we say, oh, featuring Krishan and Chow Code.
That's so dumb, dude. No, man, I will just leave it as it is.
And then just end the podcast right there for one episode.
The creation of the name and the logo.
And just like over the top introduction, like all the radio noises you can think of, like just pull up a soundboard and just start hitting random buttons.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, you have that now, right? Oh no, you have the mixer. You have the mixer.
Huh?
You have a mixer, what right? Mixer? You use?
No. I have a what's it called? A compressor.
Oh, compressor.
I do have a mixer, but I don't have the soundboard thingy.
For sure.
But I think Zencaster has it. Like, it has buttons at the top.
Oh, they do. I see.
Yeah, you can play intros, so we can like.
Oh, like.
Oh! Oh. Whoa! 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 That was really loud.
Oh, was it?
That was so loud that scared the shit out of me. Oh, holy fuck! I was like, God damn, MLB's back. Baseball's back, baby.
Oh, you're so dumb, dude. What's going on?
Dude, the intro... I think the intro music is actually pretty sick, though.
Yeah, for sure.
The intro... I was actually going to use it on mine, but I was like, nah. I don't think so.
Oh, the intro on here?
Yeah. 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 If you play it right now... Like just
No, I'm not.
Oh, I was getting so ready. I took off one earbud. I was... Oh! Yes, sir! Bring out that bass, baby!
Oh my gosh. What is going on?
This is the weekly stand-up!
Oh my god, dude.
Alright, cut the music! That's the intro. We don't have to record it. Just pull that snippet out. That's it. That's the one. As long as you can hear me screaming and it's not too overpowering over the music. Oh, I think we got it. That was gold. That was gold.
Welcome to the weekly stand-up podcast. This is Krishan and with my homie, you know, Justin Chow.
18 minutes in.
This is the beginning of the podcast. So Justin, how have you been, man? How have you been,
dude? Dude, I've been questionable, dude. I mean, it doesn't seem that way early on in the podcast, but. I've been a little burnt, honestly.
You've been a little bit burnt?
A little burnt. Not physically on the skin, like, but emotionally. Like
rejected you?
You could say something like that. I don't want to talk about it, but you know. Yeah, you could say something like that, you know? Everything just happened at once. She said no.
Oh my god.
The sales are going down on the store. Last YouTube video didn't pop off quite as much as I'd like it to.
Dude, that stuff gets discouraging. Dude, that stuff gets discouraging, man.
I mean, it's a little motivating in a way, honestly.
No, yeah, it's motivating, but dude, to be honest,
yeah,
it's discouraging too, though. Like,
it does. It does.
Yeah, no. It really
especially when you're on a streak of videos that kind of popped off in a way. Like the views were okay, like the comments and likes were there, but then like the views are just like tanking, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
There's a good YouTube video actually. I don't remember his YouTube account. I think it was like YCL or YCI Imaging, or YC Imaging. Yeah. He has a good short video on that little like whole situation that creators go through, where it's like you create a video, you think it's gonna do really good, but then it doesn't, and you're like, all right, back to the drawing board, and then it doesn't happen, and then at the end of it, it's like there was a video where he didn't try at all, like he put no effort into making, he put it out and it blew up.
Yeah, no, that happened, dude. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, so it's like this like whole content creator like. What's it called? Like, I don't know the word for it, but it's like this. It's like battle this like yourself. Phenomenon. Yeah,
yeah. No, like, but you know, that's why. Whenever I make a video, I always expect it to do bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I think.
It could be really good and bad though. When you think about it that way,
that's true. But I think that, but like, for example, for me. I know when a video was going to do well, and I know when it's not.
Mm.
Because I know my audience, and because of uploading videos for so many years, I know how the algorithm works now.
Interesting. So that experience factor you have, but like what's, like it, to someone who isn't like myself, like what are the tickers?
I need to keep winning.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Listen, the weekly stand-up, this is a team effort.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were in my podcast or your podcast. Okay. My bad.
No, this is going on all three, brother. This is a joint collaboration.
No. Okay. Ask me. I'll tell you all the secrets.
All right. So what I need to know is who did you pay? No, I'm just kidding. like, what are the tickers for you that like kind of show you or give you that hunch that this video is going to do good?
Oh, yeah. Thumbnail, for example. Okay, for example, my last video, it's at like 10k views. All my other videos at this point right now, my last video is at 10k views. Usually my videos are at like 15k views. Now the number one reason I know why my last video won't do well, the content is amazing, but the thumbnail isn't. The content's good, but the thumbnail isn't. My thumbnail is just me in a backpack walking away. There's no picture of my computer. There's no picture of code. This is a developer niche. And so when people are scrolling down on your phone, when you're browsing or on a computer, you see a guy with a backpack, you're not going to think anything. Mm. So I knew because my thumbnail was not catchy or eye-popping, it wasn't going to do well. So that's
interesting.
Why. So the thumbnail is the most important. But I wasn't feeling well. I was burned out from moving. I was literally packing and cleaning 5 days straight, and when I got back home and made this video, I'm like, I don't care about the thumbnail, I'm just gonna upload it.
Yeah.
And I also just wanted to see how it would do if I don't put much effort on the title of the thumbnail.
Right. It's just content at the end of the day, so you see what it does.
Yep. And what else? There was nothing really like clickbait about my title at the time.
Dude, that's the one thing that you taught me so well is literally every time I'm thinking of a new video idea or like I'm working on a video, it's how can I make the title super clickbaity?
Yep. No, it's important. Listen. My title when I originally uploaded this video was I'm leaving California.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wasn't getting that many views. I'm like, all right, I need to change it. So I changed it after it hit 5K views because it was probably going to stay there.
Wait, you changed it midway while it was uploaded?
Yeah. No, I changed it after it hit 5K views.
Okay.
When I realized I wasn't going to get as much views as my other ones, I changed the title to Time for Me to Move On. Instead of just leaving a developer, whatever, leaves California, I changed it to Time for Me to Move On. And people would assume, what did he break up? Is he leaving? You know, what's going on? Right. And then that video, when it stopped at like 5K views, or it wasn't getting any more views after that, overnight, now it almost hit 10K.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm at 10K views right now.
Okay, wait, so in the middle, not even in the middle, but like
Dude, I
as it's
all
already
time.
Uploaded.
Bro, if a video's not doing that well, the only thing I worry about is updating the thumbnail or the title.
I'm going to my YouTube studio right now. What titles do I need to change?
No, dude. I do that all the time.
What?
Yeah. Even here, for example, another video. The video before that I have is how I become a developer. Sorry, my desk setup tour. I used an ugly thumbnail.
Right?
It didn't look that good. And so I updated the thumbnail and it got more views. Now it's about to 20K views.
Dude, you know what? That's crazy. Okay, I just looked at my my first desk setup tour that I did earlier this year. It just hit 30K, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. And it's still growing, but like I never thought about changing any of the metadata like in the
I never
like,
pushed the metadata, by the way.
Well, not metadata, but you know what I meant, like the thumbnail and the title specifically. I never thought about changing it midway. Like, that's actually game changing for me because I'm looking at all these and I'm like, there's a lot I can change right now. Especially the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Especially the thumbnail, because I feel like at least for me, I stress about the thumbnail and I get lazy with the thumbnail a lot.
Yeah. Well, okay, here, check this out. When you're browsing on YouTube, even if the title's eye-catching, even if the thumbnail is eye-catching, what do you look after that? You look at the views. Before you click on it. Because the views determine...
Right. That'll explain why my video keeps growing at 30K.
Well, you know why? Because YouTube's recommending it and they hide the view count.
Right. And the likes help the algo too.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, yeah, but like when YouTube recommends videos, they don't show the view count anymore because they know that when people click on it, they know that people will click on videos only if they have a lot of views.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you want to get under-recommended when people watch other videos.
Uh-huh.
That's why you need an eye-catching title and thumbnail. Not for just browsing, but for recommended. And when the more people that click on recommended, the more views they get. And then when people start browsing and it has more views, they're like, oh, I want to watch this now.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, dude. The thing is, like, I never like learned this. You just notice it. You know what I mean?
You noticed. Well, you're not noticing it, but you did it because it failed initially, essentially, quote unquote failed.
Yeah.
And like, you just, I mean, that's the one thing that we talk about when you learn is like, you learn by failing, and not getting the views initially is probably the best thing that happened to you, because now you know these things, and now you're passing the sauce down to me. So now that I could somehow flip some of these videos and get them to 1,000
on the weekly stand-up. Yeah, no, for sure. No, and not even just that, dude. Now, like, the titles are huge. Like, for example, a video that I'm going to make the next couple videos is my life before and after learning code. And on the thumbnail, I'm going to show me sleeping on a chair. The left half, it fades. Yeah, exactly. The other thumbnail, me working on my new desk setup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looking poor and looking rich. I'm not rich.
Yeah.
That's clickbait.
I mean, you a dev, you rich.
Nah. I don't think so. Oh, I'm not nowhere where I want to be.
No.
And then the other video would be about being laid off. Like, being laid off web developer, best thing to happen to me. And then I'm probably going to sit in my mom's Mercedes or something. And then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just stuff like that, or just showing code with a nice setup, or you know what I mean? Like, nice. That's the good thing about having our desk that we have now.
Something that gets you as a viewer intrigued.
Yeah, like, whoa, if you become a developer, you get that. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean, and life isn't about that, but that's what people click on. And then what gets them to subscribe and to keep them there is the content. So a lot of people just talk the whole time. I did that forever. Now,
yeah, that's like, most of my videos.
Cool, but now, thanks, like, Chris. What I do, I'll have drone footage in the middle. I'll have time lapses of me coding. I'll, you know what I mean, like B-roll.
I feel like it's a lot of B-roll, and then like interesting transitions that keep the people there, but it's well timed transitions.
Yes, exactly. No, that is it. And that's it. That's literally it. Don't be boring. And. Oh, good.
Don't be boring.
If your video would do well, is this. If you're watching your own video, if you don't want to watch it more than 2 or 3 times, it's not going to do well.
I mean, I, I watch all my videos at least 5 times just editing the whole thing.
No, I mean after. Dude, like my videos, I know I'll do well if I want to watch it 10 times after I make it when it's already uploaded.
Interesting. Is it just because you're weird like that, or is it because you actually like enjoy your videos?
I am obsessed with myself, but other than that, like
no, but how like, many mirrors you got in the house, Chris?
Bro, there's only
get my rid camera. Of them. I don't have a mirror. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Like,
if you're not interested in it, then no one else will.
That's true. No, you're right.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I never really thought about that. So maybe yeah. I should stop uploading the podcast ones because I don't watch them like 5 times.
Oh, dude, the podcast? I listen to my podcast all the time, dude.
Oh, no. I listen to them all the time, but I'm talking about the YouTube ones.
Okay.
Like, no, but those ones.
You're going to start vlogging, though.
Oh, so, no. Like, I'm going to. Dude, and I was messaging this to you. I was watching somebody on YouTube. Literally, okay. Let me just preface it with this. Literally, all of yesterday and most of today, I was literally doing nothing but watching vlogs to try and see how I can structure. And this is how I did it for the podcast too. I would listen to a bunch of other people's podcasts, like Joe Rogan's, for example, and try to see if I can't steal some sort of structure or a way to talk to people to like make it the way that it is now. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the podcast is very, very nice and free flowing. And whenever I talk to people, like everybody I've talked to, including you on the podcast, has been, I've never talked to them prior. And most of the time I didn't send them questions. I didn't give them a topic. Like with Morgan. Morgan was the one that surprised me the most because I didn't send her any questions. I've always known her on Instagram. I've always like sent her one-off messages in DMs, but I've never really talked to her. We had no topic initially. We got on Zencaster. We started the podcast and it just blew up. Like, we had like one of the best conversations I think I've ever had on the podcast.
That's awesome, man.
So that's like, I was watching a bunch of vlogs and then out of nowhere, something clicked. So now I know exactly what I'm going to, like, I've had a vision of what the vlogs are going to be looking like and how I'm going to structure them to try to keep them entertaining. So hopefully they are. But dude, I'm excited for the vlogs for sure.
No, dude, everyone copies each other. Yeah, everyone gets inspiration from each other. For me, it was Christian Guzman.
Really?
I've been watching his vlogs even before YouTube, before coding. I want to start my own fitness YouTube channel. It failed. I gained weight. you know what I mean? That failed. You know, I watched Gary Vee.
I watched that fool in high school before he started Alpha Elite.
Bro, I've been watching him since the beginning, man. So like
that's crazy.
That's why my videos were the way they were before, because I literally just copied him.
Mm-hmm.
So like the thing is though, I realized that I was trying to be too much like him.
That
wasn't always coming out the way I want. Something was missing.
It intended to be. Yeah.
Yeah. So now like I just kind of might be like I do watch people who I like watching, and then I'm like, why do I like watching them? Oh, they do this, they do that, and I'll implement that. But now, to be honest, I don't even watch like the competitors, like other developer YouTube channels. Like I don't like
because you're established now, and you have your own like you have your own what's it called? You have your own way of doing things now.
That's true. I think it's also a pride thing though, because I don't want to be influenced. I don't want to copy. Like even my podcast, I didn't want to listen to other people. I listen to Joe Rogan because I like him.
Right.
I love him. I listen to him all the time. But like, I just try to be me, and I think that's
so. You don't listen. You don't listen for strategic reasons anymore. You listen for entertainment only.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I listen because I like to listen, and so when I do podcasts, when I do videos, I do things that I would like to watch. I would like to listen. So I think that helps me because I don't think too much anymore. And I'm myself. And I think that's what people want. Is it not a copy of someone? I'm not saying you cut or anyone, but that's what I learned from myself. And that's how I kind of, I guess you could say, maintain my happiness because I don't compare it to anyone else. For example, now, dang, I'm going to go vulnerable right here. Joshua Fluke. This guy would come to me for advice all the time.
Really?
I got the DMs. I'm not going to share it. He's my friend. You know, all the time. And I would tell him this is what, because to him, it made no sense. Because if you look at my sub count and my views, it makes no sense because I get views like someone who has 100k subscribers,
right?
And I only have, like, a few. And he would ask me for advice on what I do, and everything I told you, he's doing. I told him, but he blew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he blew up.
And yeah, he blew up. And so, like, but when that happened, I'm like, I'm not watching his content. I don't want to copy him. I'm gonna stay.
Mm-hmm. He's doing him.
He's doing him. Yep, and he's in his own niche. He, you know, not a niche I agree with, but hey, if it works for him and he could be happy and rich, that's fine.
You know, that's the thing, though. His the content that he does is very clickbaity. Like, it's easy to clickbait and, like, and lead people in. Like, I stopped watching it after a certain point.
No, but yeah, like, well, the thing is, I've never watched him. I don't even watch Coding Phase. I don't watch anyone, but it's not because I don't like them. Like, Joshua Fluke, dude, I'm so happy for him. Like, yeah, he asked me for advice, but he did things his own way, and he found he's not even doing what I do at all whatsoever. He's better. Like, the music he does. And so I watched one video. I'm like, I'm curious, what did he do? And then I learned some things that he was doing that I wasn't doing. So I started implementing that in my videos, and it's helping. But I only watch that one video. But yeah, I don't watch anyone because I don't want to be influenced by them. But look at this, though. Like, I stopped YouTube. Like, I only went from uploading like 3 or 4 videos a week to once a month. But now I'm back doing 2 videos a week.
Yeah.
I never changed my content because I stayed true to myself. Now my views are like kind of skyrocketing. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
Dude, yeah, so, you're fucking...
It's I mean, not skyrocketing, but like it's getting quite a bit of views now.
Right.
And that's so much better because I'm not copying anyone. I'm staying true to myself, you know?
And that feels, yeah, it's like you said, it feels a lot better than if you were to copy somebody else.
Yeah. Dude, you have to, like, if you understand, like, yo, in the beginning of YouTube, because my channel was growing fast at the beginning, dude, there was so many haters.
I bet. Snippet,
you talk too much.
Yeah.
You have bad acne, etc., this and that. But now those people are gone. They don't say anything anymore. And so, like, and I never changed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the best part. So I think staying true to yourself is most important.
That's interesting. Because, I mean, like, there's two... You can go, like, 2 ways about it. Like, for me, right now, I'm in the phase where I'm still trying to figure out what my feel is on the videos or what my look is. Yeah. Because right now, I'm still at the very beginning stages to where I'm still figuring it out, but a lot of it is still talking head literally, and that's it.
Well, that's good though. Like that's majority of YouTube though.
For sure. But I feel like I could be a lot more entertaining. Like I'm not like the beginning of the podcast, like all that, like interacting with you, that would have been super interesting to see in a YouTube video.
Yeah.
100%. Like live, you know what I mean? So I feel like me not going out of my comfort zone in the video aspect and doing that and being me, I'm not hitting the full potential yet. But the problem with that creatively is
too.
Oh, what?
And I think it also because it takes time to be comfortable in front of the camera as well.
Oh, 100%. And like, it's hard. I mean, other people were asking me like on tips of how to talk to a camera. So, yeah. And it's just like, I don't know how to teach you that. Like, you just look into the lens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, it's easier said than done, obviously, because, I mean, I recorded part of a vlog that I'm about to dump literally all of the clips because they're just not good, and I'm going to re-record tomorrow.
Okay.
But, like, I was re-watching him, and I bought this little thing for the Sonys because you know how they don't have the flip-out?
Yeah.
It's a reflective mirror.
Is the wait because
mounts on the top?
What? What'd you say?
Get out of here! I don't want to talk about this. Okay, I'm trying to tell you I found a solution. All right.
Okay.
Trying to tell you I found a solution for Sony because they can't do flip out freaking screens.
Like Canon. Okay, for sure.
Oh, right. Okay.
You may continue, sir.
Whatever. You know what? You go flex with your R6. With your little R5. 8K little
R5.
Whatever. R5 with your non-8K shooting body. Okay?
Oh gosh.
When the A7S II comes out, oh, I'm going to be flexing hard with that body.
Yeah, just make sure you have an external monitor.
I do. Okay. What I was gonna say was I found a solution that Sony needs to implement on their goddamn bodies.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's a reflective mirror that mounts on top shoe mount.
Oh, that's smart.
Okay, so you flip the screen upwards, so that way it's like a teleprompter. Mm-hmm. So that way you see yourself, but you have to look up where the mic would be. And then that thing has shoe mounts on it, so you can mount a mic on it on top. Dang. Or on the sides.
Nice.
But I was vlogging today, and that's all I could look at. I could only look at the self-reflective mirror, so I wasn't looking at the lens. I was like, okay, this feels super weird. So, like, I had this
lens.
Dude, my eyes never touched the lens.
Are you for real?
Holy never. Dude, never.
Did you realize this after, like, filming at the end of the day?
100%.
Oh, bro, that sucks. Dude, that has happened to me. Oh, that sucks.
That is like,
that's so discouraging.
That's like 20 clips down the drain. Oh. Other than my B-roll.
Bro, no, no, you know why that's exhausting? Because of the brain power. That
dude.
Get that. And not because my God. Time, but the brain power.
The effort. The effort I had to put.
Yep.
Like, you know what? What sucked was importing all of that footage and knowing I wasted space, that I wasted my time putting all these clips together just to realize that my dumbass didn't look at the lens.
That's funny, dude. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, dude. That sucks, man.
It's tilting, but it's like part of the process.
Dude, there was a time when I forgot to turn on the mic.
Oh, that's even worse, dude. I feel like that's even worse. I feel like that's even worse.
Bro.
Oh, that's, man.
Dude, no. Or you didn't know.
I mean, my mic doesn't have a power button.
Oh, mine too. You have the Video Mic Pro Plus, right?
Nope. I wish. You want to buy me one? I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I have the Rode Mic Go. There's a little small one.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an analog one. So it only turns on when, it doesn't even turn on. Like, it's just on when the camera's on.
Yeah. I have the Video Mic Pro Plus one. Same thing, but. No, that works. Dude, damn.
Yeah, it works really well. I want to buy one. Maybe I should.
Bro, I vlogged with a cell phone for 6 months, okay?
6 months. There's a reason why it was only 6 months, because you got fed up with it.
True, but then YouTube paid for a camera.
So... Well, listen, YouTube, you want to pay me for the camera too?
Oh my gosh.
I'm waiting.
This is so funny. Dude.
Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to go on eBay to see if someone's selling it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Dang. But, I mean, you know what? Actually, speaking of mics, I just got in a lavalier mic.
Uh-huh.
It actually sounds really good. It's not a wireless one. It's a wired one.
Uh-huh.
It actually sounds really freaking good.
Like, the bass is deep.
Basses, it's condenser, so yeah, the lows are super low.
Nice.
But the only problem is it's only wired, right? So
that's okay.
the cable's super long. So I mean I'm not gonna vlog with this thing. I mean, maybe I could actually. Like it could actually be done. I could actually vlog with a lav mic.
Yeah. That's a potential. I want to get a lav mic wireless one in the future. Like, I'm flying out to Virginia Beach next week, and that would be so useful.
Dude, that's what I was thinking, is, like, when you travel and things like that, it'd be super convenient just to have a lav on you, and, like, you don't have to have, like, a mic on the camera or anything. Like, it becomes easier to vlog, I feel like.
Yeah, and the camera is smaller, so it doesn't look as scary to other people who are watching you. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say scary. You just won't get as many looks.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, then, you have a... What?
I look forward to your vlog.
Dude, it's gonna be... I'm saying it's gonna be good. I don't know if it's gonna be good. But it's gonna be exciting for me, at least. I have this crazy vision of how to just document everything. Like, literally everything.
Dude, it's easy. It takes time and effort, but it's so easy, and everyone else
that's the thing. It's super easy, but it's the effort that goes into it, because we were talking about this off the podcast and on Instagram, was balancing it with learning coding. Because when you go into content creation, you can get so locked away and, like, just not even realize how much time you're putting into content creation versus how much time you're putting into coding.
Yeah.
So, like, with this quote unquote system I have now put in place, I'm going to be able to do both at the very same time and then just spend like a day, maybe not even a day, but like a couple hours in a day to edit the whole thing, put it together, and then put it out. So I'm just going to have to play around with that and see, but I think it's going to be really fun and good, honestly. No, like dude, actually. Perfect.
Like, that's what I did, though. That's what made my life so easy when I vlogged in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I just filmed my whole day. And then every night, because I upload videos 5 days a week, every night until 3 a.m. I didn't know how to edit yet, so learning to edit took a while, too. I would edit every night and just put it together. Like, that's so, because you're documenting. You're not, you know, you don't have to worry about.
That's exactly what makes it easy. Like, yeah. you're not thinking about content. You're not thinking about. I mean, so that's the thing, though, is I think my method is going to have a mix of both documenting and creating, but I think it's going to be 90% documentation and 10% creating.
No, so, there's still creation that is needed, of course.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. But I think, like, with the vlogs, so they're going to be vlog style. They're going to be me going throughout my day doing what I do, right? And it's going to be me presenting it in the way that I want to present it. But at the same time, it's going to be, there's going to be a topic associated to that that will all kind of coincide with the vlog. And then in the end, at like the very, very end, just like that topic will then collapse on it, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm, it's hard for me to explain it.
No, I see what you're saying. One suggestion. Every video, show vulnerability.
Yes, I agree.
Every video,
I agree.
Show something vulnerable, because if you don't, it's just like you're just watching another life. But when you show vulnerability of your life, or I don't know if that's a word, right? Vulnerability.
People. I know what you mean. So it's showing relatability.
Yeah, and I do that with every content I make, on podcasts or videos. Every video, every podcast shows that.
Dude, that's exactly. Dude, it's crazy. Did we talk about this before? Like,
I mean, I tell it to everyone. But not everyone. For sure. You don't listen.
Yeah. I mean, the first vlog that's going to go out is literally going to be titled, I Burnt Out, period.
Oh, no. Okay.
Thumbnail, here we go.
Okay.
No. Oh, the thumbnail. Let me tell you what was in my head, and then you tell me what yours. So mine was going to be a thumbnail of me with like a pouty face. And then to the either right or left, it doesn't matter, is going to be a syntax error picture right next to me in full red.
Okay.
But it was gonna look nice, and it was gonna have the title of the yeah. But what were you thinking?
No, that works. I'll just add some copy to the thumbnail that says I'm quitting.
Dude, the initial title of the vlog was gonna be I'm quitting software development. But I felt like that was too much.
Well, true. The video burned out from just no. I want to quit. So that could work too. I want to quit web development. I want to quit, or I want to quit, you know,
on the thumbnail only or as the title?
You could
So like keep the title I burnt out, but then say something else in the thumbnail?
No, it's up to you in the title. So if this was me, right? If this was me, I would want the title to be as clickbait as possible.
Right.
My title would probably be, I want to quit learning code.
That's your title?
Probably. And okay. The thumbnail would be, I'm burned out. Or it could work either way, though. But the thing is, you have to include, see, with titles, though, for the algorithm to work, you have to include title. Words that include have something to do with code. That's why every video I have literally has the word web developer. Every title. If you look at my videos right now, every single title has the word web developer.
Damn it. Web developer.
So I'm burned out. So if you say I'm burned out, like I'm burned out, I don't know, something like I'm burned out, I want to quit code. Or you know,
I think the title would just be then I'm quitting web development.
Boom.
With a period, because the period means more. And then in the thumbnail, it's going to be I burnt out, ...
Yeah.
As the copy.
Yep.
With the syntax error, all that stuff. Oh, dude, that's it. That's the one. Hold up. I'm putting this up in my weekly stand-up notes.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Weekly title. I have it open, dude. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
It's those small things, though, that make
it big. Yeah, no, for sure. It's the small details. I mean, it seems like a small detail, but I feel like the title is what brings in the people, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's what catches you.
The title is what people see second. So people see the images first, then the
right,
title.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
If there's only like 100 views, people won't click on the video.
Right.
That's the mindset they have. But if the title is good enough and thumbnail is there, I'll make up for that.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't know as a consumer myself what I look at first.
That's the thing. I had to study what I looked at because I wanted to grow. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I see. I didn't know.
So like,
or I don't.
There was a time when someone made a tweet how, you know, and I understand with like Black Lives Matter and everything going on, and someone saying because they're Latino and they're black, it's harder to grow on YouTube. And that's true. But I also disagree because MKBHD is big. I know a lot of black people that are big on YouTube, even software engineers. That's big. And the reason I got upset by that tweet is because they said Asians also have it easy. They didn't say the word Asians, but they include the word white and Asian. And then so I respond to that tweet.
We don't.
And I'm like, bro, like you have to understand, I grew up in a white community, rich area, and I got people look down on me all the time. But even more than that, I told them, I also know a lot of Asian people trying to blow up on YouTube, and they're not. And so I told this person, now they weren't directing at me. They're talking about that other guy, tech lead. But they weren't talking about me.
God,
but
tech lead.
I still felt offended by that. And so
I shared how, I mean, we should.
I shared how I know why my channel grew. I know exactly why I grew, and I knew exactly what I needed to do. I put in so many hours studying what would allow your channel to grow. I had to study my audience. I had to test videos of what content did well, what didn't, so I don't do it again. So like, I put so much hours in studying to figure out how all of this works. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah. I think that's just people just trying to take away from people's success. Like,
yeah, people get jealous.
People get jealous, but then why associate race with it?
Yeah, and like, I'm not mad at this person at all. I understand where they're coming from. I had to stand up for myself. Even though it wasn't directed at me, I knew people would probably think of me since I'm kind of up there in this niche, this small niche. So I had to, like, you know, say something.
Yeah, I think it's always better to say something than nothing, especially in instances like that. It's like, it's just better to just go, you know, put yourself out there and say something about it.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, I mean, when race and politics and all that stuff comes up, it gets a little sensitive for me, especially because, I mean, I don't know if you saw the post about the whole Asian things going on down here, like the xenophobia that's happening here.
Oh, wait, what happened? No, I didn't.
It's happening. I don't know if it's just California. I'm sure it's not. But there's like the xenophobia going around where people are, and I'm speaking specifically in San Francisco, Santa Clara area where I'm from. Uh-huh. It's like because of Corona, you know, coming from China and Trump calling it the Kung flu or whatever, and the China virus and all that stuff. Yeah. It's all these people now coming out and like literally abusing verbally Asian people. Like, it's like, go home, you don't belong here, bring your virus home. And like, there's a bunch of stories and articles of people like throwing glass bottles at an Asian person's friend while she's putting her baby away because she's Asian. She's like, go home. Other story about like in Santa Clara where a guy is like kicking this Asian dude's dog and telling him to go home. Like, it's like, what?
Dude, that's crazy.
Like, are you for real right now? Like, you're gonna just generalize a bunch of Asian people because it just so happened to come from one small spot in China, and now everyone's associated?
Yeah, it's dumb, but like, I guess I try to see from their perspective too. Like, they just like being quarantined for so long, and they just want to blame someone.
I understand that, but I don't think that justifies you. It doesn't justify like the reason why you've done the thing that you did.
It is so stupid.
No, it tilts me.
I lived in Irvine, and that's like all Chinese people. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
there are people who were, like, literally would stick the middle finger to me and curse at me for no reason.
That stuff I think is funny. But as soon as you say some sort of racial slur or whatever, then I'm gonna have something to say.
Yeah.
But no, if you just want to throw your middle finger and curse, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. And he cursed at me too. And and I yelled, I'm like, what did you say? Like, I was so mad. And he just kept, he was like, a 40-year-old riding a BMX bike.
what the hell?
Yeah. And I'm just like, all right, that just says it all.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, that's so, dude, that sucks, man. Like,
dude, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing you can really do.
Use that as a reason to prove your worth, not to them, but to yourself, that no matter what they say, don't let that determine who you are. Because
exactly.
Yeah. Dude, it's sad, man. It's sad. But bro, like, you're encouraging me as heck though. Like, seeing how much you're like I know, like, you feel like you're like burned out and you're taking a break from social media, which is necessary. I took a break for the last like 5 days.
100%.
Like, I said I was gonna post a picture every single day and upload 3 episodes and 3 vlogs that week, and I only did one. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, all right, I just need to take a break. And then I got really sick, and I just needed to rest. And
I mean, the burnout is so real from like taking on so much stuff. Like, yeah, I love inspiring people and showing them like all that I do, but like sometimes it's just like, it's not that it becomes a drag, but I took on so much work at once, and that was like no one else's fault but mine. Like, I literally, so the podcast was doing really well, so I just keep scheduling people on and on to come on and just, you know, do the podcast with me. And I started the store because you encouraged me to do it, and I thought it would be a really good idea to run, and it's been super fun to do, even though, you know, obviously it's not doing anything right now. Mm-hmm. It's doing very small things, but it's still doing something, and I think that there's potential in it, so it pushes me to do more stuff there. But I mean, as you know, probably, like, running the store, making sure that, you know, everything is in check and order, and then seeing what else you can do to make it grow and scale it up, a lot of that goes into it. And then, you know, balancing YouTube, balancing coding, balancing Instagram, because Instagram is my main audience, so I have to make sure I make a post and all that stuff. So it's like,
that's not easy. And I'm glad Instagram's not my main audience. Dude, that's hard.
Dude,
I feel like taking pictures is harder than making videos, bro. At least for me.
I don't know.
Dude, videos are so easy.
It's interesting. It's interesting you say that, because the photos are easy to me. Videos, I mean, it's not that they're hard, but they're definitely harder than taking a photo and editing it.
No. See, this is why I don't like taking photos, because it takes more effort to get that perfect picture. Videos, you just
but talk. What's the definition of a perfect picture,
bro? I just hate that I have to freaking put my camera on a freaking tripod, get the right angle, get the right lighting. Like, it's so freaking annoying. I just want
to. So what you're telling me is you don't just wake up, take a photo, and it's not perfect? Who are you?
That's so annoying, man. It's like, all right, no, these 1,000 likes, if when I get them, is nice, but you know, I'm just gonna put pictures on Instagram, and that's
that's all you gotta do. Literally, that's all I did was I just took a photo that I thought was nice.
Okay. How many pictures did you take to get that photo?
To get what photo?
The right photo for Instagram.
But what's the right photo? I never know what the right photo is.
Exactly. So I'm asking you that when you upload that picture to Instagram, how many pictures did it take to get there?
One angle that I saw in my head. This is literally the process. Okay, it used to be a lot more predetermined than this, but this, since quarantine, it's changed. So this is exactly my workflow in terms of taking a photo. Are you ready? Yes. You have your notes ready?
Nope. Just tell me.
Okay. All right. I wake up. Check. Okay. I look at my setup and I imagine an angle that I want to take. Whether it be top down. So if it's top down, then I need to get my my C clamp out.
So hard to do. Oh yeah, that's why I don't have that. Okay.
So if you have a C clamp, then it's easy.
Yeah.
If it's gonna be that, then I'll get my C clamp out. If not, I'm gonna use my tripod. I'm gonna try to see what compositions I want to hit. Uh-huh. Once I figure out an angle, I will then mount my camera onto said equipment, whether it be top down or tripod. Take three, and it's exactly three of the same photo to make sure that I have it. Load it up from the SD card onto my laptop. Put a preset on it that I have already made myself. Play around with the sliders depending on the photo, and upload. And that's it.
Nice.
And that's literally every photo since quarantine. That's how it's been.
Okay. It's not the, what I hate is that I need to clean up my desk. That is what I hate, man. Bro, like when I film,
you know how to combat that?
Shh, don't even say it. Don't even
keep
say
it clean 24/7.
Bro,
don't eat at your desk. Bro. Don't.
Yeah, your desk, bro. What? Okay.
don't try to fight me because you know I'm right.
You know what? Instagram's your thing. I'm sticking to YouTube.
See, I'm trying to fight on both fronts, but it's kind of cool to see that like YouTube is your thing and like Instagram is mine, but then us trying to branch into each other's platform.
It's so interesting.
It's crazy.
Videos. Like I just think of the title and that's it. And
that's see, all. That's it. It's the same thing for me. I don't think of the photo. Well, I do think of the photo, but it's like second nature to me. Like I have the angle in my head already. Like I'm just gonna take the photo. I know exactly what settings I need. I know exactly what objects I need to put. I know exactly how to compose this photo.
Objects.
I just need to think of the caption.
Freaking objects.
Dude, objects are so hard. You know what? What helped me was so like hard. Just going on desk. What's it called? Accounts on Instagram or Reddit,
yeah.
And just copying them.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, no. I agree.
Like copying them, but not using everything that they do and put my own spin on it.
No, for sure, man. Well, that's the thing. I looked at you and Andres, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do what they did. Get that freaking background image on your freaking monitor.
Dude, it's so key.
Like, bro, and like, all right, I'm going to get those right angles, you know, make sure the lighting from the desk has to be perfectly freaking clean. So I literally just throw everything in my closet. I just throw it in there. And make sure my dog doesn't get in the way.
I don't want to look at your closet, dude.
Bro, it's clean now. It's clean now, but.
Okay, dude, okay.
It's just. It's funny because editing takes so much longer than taking pictures, but it doesn't feel like a burden to me. I think.
Do you
like
not have presets
for? No.
For Lightroom, dude. Oh no, you don't. That's why it's so hard. I have presets because the lighting in your room stays consistent every single time. So if you have presets that work for you, then they work for you every single time. You need to clean up that workflow. You need to make it so... Dude, as soon as a photo hits Lightroom for me, it gets touched by a preset that I have that I know is going to work, and it's minimal adjustments. I'm about to sell presets, too. Because a lot of people have been asking for me to sell presets. Bro,
that will sell a lot. That will sell a lot.
Dude, it's software. I know.
Yeah, no. Like, that will sell so easy.
Man. I really need to spend... Oh, I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Oh, my
God. I need to dial down on some of the presets that I have and, like... Clean them up, change the name, and then sell them. I need to figure out a platform to sell them on because I can't. Yeah. I can't figure out how to implement Stripe into my website. Not on Shopify.
Can't sell digital items on Shopify? I thought you could.
Can you? Yeah, but I'm not going to sell it on unless I can create a separate online store through the same account.
Well, there's another story. I'll send you the link. I'll try to find it.
I know Sellify.
There you go. Yep, that one.
That's the one. But I have to pay again. that's another fee. Another monthly fee.
Yeah. Well, you're true. I'll pay for it.
So I mean,
man.
Yeah. Well, you one would hope.
Bro, you have to believe, man. You have to believe in it, dude.
The cool thing is, I like from the money that I've made from the store, I'm able to pay Shopify for 5 or 6 months.
Nice.
But there's no profit.
Not doing well. It takes time, but even if not, like, it's just at least you tried something. You know what I mean?
You go ahead.
No. Who are you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, like, fail or not, it was fun to do. Like, it was just a venture that I thought was going to happen, but it didn't. But like, I know how to like run a business now. Yeah,
you tried it. Like, even for me, like, I'm not selling as much as I did at the beginning, but it's also because I'm not promoting it. See, that's my problem. My mind. Well, I guess it's not a problem. My mindset is something. I don't want to take money from people who follow me.
Why? If they're willing.
Yeah, that's true if they're willing, but I just don't. I never, like, I don't promote it. Like, I barely promoted my developer branded. Like, I'll just share stories when people like buy them and they tag me, and that's it. I never promote it. I'll talk when I make a video, I'll share it for like 10 seconds and that's it. But I never like, hey, please buy, please. Like, I never like try to.
I mean, that, like, marketing never really works like that directly, like, hey, like, buy my product. And yeah. I feel like I've done that and I know that it doesn't work. But I mean, there's the different method I'm taking with is like the indirect marketing, right? It's like wearing it in Instagram posts. Yeah. Or wearing it in videos and getting the attention that way.
That too. See, that's the thing though. Like, oh, that's my problem. Like, see,
that,
I feel bad.
That or it's, you know what? The other thing I was thinking of, and I was watching someone do this too, was they make the audience part of the brand.
Yep.
As well.
That's what I do. I make them part of the brand.
Right, and it's like through the vlog today that I was filming that I didn't look at my lens for, I was asking my top viewfinder if they had any design ideas that they had.
Oh, bro, that's so embarrassing! Oh my god,
dude!
Oh bro,
could you imagine how, like, just imagine the cringe level I had while editing that video today. I will say this right now. I figured out I was burnt out, not only because I wasn't looking at the lens, but because I had the audacity and the energy to even think about editing it and uploading it. After I figured out that this had happened, I posted up my story saying that I need to take a break.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Bro, that's...
Okay, that was
that's discouraging, man.
Dude, that was the tipping point. I was like, I need to go home. I need to take a break. Like, this is too much. Like, I can't believe that it literally looks like if someone new came and watched my video, they would have thought I was cross-eyed. Like, this man isn't looking at the lens at all.
Oh, dude, that's so funny, man. That sucks, dude.
I'm going to hold on to the clips to just,
hold
like...
Hold on to it. Bro. Well, okay, I'll tell you this. You'll never forget to not look at the lens ever again.
Dude, I... Bro, guarantee you that I will always, forever, for the rest of my life, look at a lens all the time.
You know, that's kind of like my problem, is that I never look at the display because I trained myself to not look at it.
Because you're a little stupid flip out camera. Yeah.
Because I've had that to help me. Yeah. And so because of that, though, sometimes I'll forget that there are things in my background, like underwear, that I had to blur out.
Oh, or, like,
dude, like that's, dude. Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what aperture you're filming at. Typically, it's 2.8. So I mean, sometimes it'll get blurred out, and you don't know what it is.
Yeah, dude. Dang, man, that's
dude. Funny, yeah, dude. I wish I'm gonna hold. Look, listen, I'm gonna have this is. Oh, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. Okay. This is exactly why it's called the weekly stand up, because we get ideas. Okay, I'm gonna hold on to this clip because the vlog is done.
Uh huh.
Okay, it's all put together.
Next video.
Huh?
And then
it's going to be a viewer goal. If I get a certain number of views on this next video, I will put the video out.
What's the views? What's the view count?
100K.
Okay, okay. No. Hold on. aim for 1,000.
No!
Why?
Because 1,000 is reachable.
I want to see it. 5,000.
No, because you're gonna pump up a video, you're gonna be like, go watch the shit, and then out of nowhere my video is gonna pop off to 10,000. I'll be like, well, I have to upload this video or literally delete all of my social media accounts and disappear. I will disappear from human life and change my name.
Oh my gosh, bro.
If I hit the viewer goal, that video should never surface ever.
Oh man.
I can't believe I even listen. The fact that I finished the video and edited it, knowing I wasn't looking at the lens, pisses me off.
Hold on. You edited the whole video.
The whole thing. Like it was not a problem. And I watched it back and I was like, I'm not looking at the lens. This is a problem.
That's so funny, man.
Damn,
It's a learning experience, man. Nothing.
Learning experience. This isn't my first video. That's a problem.
It's your first vlog.
It's not my first vlog. I already have a first vlog.
Oh shoot.
No, I have two. I should know. I mean, listen, I have two. I have an Instagram account. A YouTube account. I should know how to look at a lens by now. The fact that I didn't look at it at all. Yeah. My total time looking at the lens was maybe 2.5 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
And a half seconds in a 10-minute video.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, just make a new one.
9 minutes and 58 seconds I was not looking at the lens.
Oh my gosh. That's
hilarious. That is a problem.
Well, whoever listens to this far on this podcast.
If you made it this far, give me your email. I will send you the video. I will send you the raw, unedited MP4 file. You know why? Because it won't make it through email. It's too damn long.
Bro, this is so funny, man. I'm tearing up. I'm tearing up, dude.
Do you understand how cringy it was for me as a human being? To watch myself nothing?
Bro, that's hilarious, man.
Oh my god. And watch. It's like we talked about too. That video, if I upload it, just because I didn't look at the lens at all, it's gonna blow up for zero reason. Without you endorsing, without me marketing it or anything, it'll hit 10K and I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm deleting everything. Screw this.
Don't get caught laughing so much. Oh, god. Oh my god, bro.
Dude, you still need to get your test results back. You better not cough. I'm going to get sick.
Oh, man. Dude, like I already have a ticket. I'm leaving on Tuesday, so I better not have it. Oh, man.
All right, when do you get your results back?
Tuesday.
What the?
Yeah.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Bro, yeah, I'm leaving for Virginia. I'll be there for a week next week, and then
Have fun being quarantined.
LA, I'll be in LA for a week.
Oh my god, is this all for work?
Yeah, all for work, and then in January, flying to Hawaii.
What is that for work?
Yeah.
What? You better give me an application. Where do I sign up?
Life is so freaking hard, man.
Dude, yeah, life sounds difficult for you right now.
It's funny because I work, right? I get all the stuff done, but it's like I don't work a full 40-hour week. And I'm like talking to my mom, like, Mom, life is so hard, isn't it? And she's like, Chris, you are the luckiest person in the world.
I was about to say, dude, you are like the most blessed human being in the world right now.
Dude, I wish I would tell you after the podcast, not during. But bro, I'm going to tell you this. I have the best job in the world. Like
I'm curious to know what kind of compensation they're giving you in order to say this. What are they giving you? What did they do?
This thing is like, no, they, the thing is, you know, like, you're a company and your voice doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you just do what they tell you. You're like an ant in the company.
Yeah. Like, you just, right, you know what? We're paying you to do this. We're not paying you to think. Mm-hmm. Here, it's totally different.
Right. Oh.
They're paying me to think. You know what I mean? That's like, they, like, my words actually matter. And it's also because of my social media. So, like, I'm not just doing.
Oh, clothes. are they aware of your social media presence?
Yeah, that's how they found out I got laid off. That's how my boss found out. He's like, "Oh, you got laid off? Hey, Chris, we'll hire you. Tell me how much."
Hey,
tell
me is how much is your boss listening right now?
He's not going to make it this far into the podcast. I'll tell you that, bro.
Listen, whatever his name is, give him a timestamp to this part of the weekly stand-up episode number one. Actually, can we zero index our episodes so we start at zero?
Oh my dude, what the
freak? Oh no. I know exactly what we're doing. This is the trailer. This is the trailer episode.
Okay, that'll be good. That's
every episode title is clickbait for zero reason.
Bro, I'm down for that.
like Chris has coronavirus.
Oh my god. Oh, dude, that's a good video. Dude, you know what?
Done. You would get so many views.
I'll think of making a video on how I thought I had a coronavirus.
Oh my god! No! Wait! Chris has coronavirus. Cough. ... That's the title.
Stupid.
That's the title. Oh, I'm done.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god! I'm fucking hilarious.
Bro, you're so funny, man.
Cough with the virus emoji at the end, ...
Oh my gosh. We will not make that the title of this video, this podcast.
Little do they know, cough is a joke. Because it's haha, cough, wink, oh my wink. Gosh. Oh, dude, I'm a genius. I'm a lyrical genius.
You are learning. You're learning from the best, huh?
Dude. That my next title for the vlog? I got corona.
Oh no. Dude, you're gonna get
I got the Rona. The CDC would be right after me.
That's so funny, man.
I would get arrested. Oh my god. That's the thumbnail.
Oh my gosh.
It's me sticking a swab up my own nose, but then photoshopping someone else's hand there.
Dude, I did that test. It's so uncomfortable.
I bet. Did they do okay, wait. So here's the thing though. Did they do it in both nostrils or did they do it only in one?
No, I had to do it myself.
What? They made you do it yourself?
Bro, so uncomfortable. And I had to
that's not right.
I had to do it. No, it's to help keep them safe too. I had to do it one nostril at a time. But I had to it's the most. And it sucks because when something goes up your nose, you want to sneeze. And I'm like, I can't stick it up my nose when I'm sneezing every single time.
And that's the thing, is it just goes so far up your sinus, like it just itches, and then you just want to sneeze so bad. Oh, you have to hold it up there for like 10 seconds.
15 seconds.
15, I'm sorry.
And you have to turn it twice.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Dude, it's so. Oh, so I hope I don't have it. I hope you don't have it either. I feel perfectly fine.
I mean, you can feel perfectly fine and still have it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm getting tested though, and it was free. So,
listen, that's the deciding factor though. If you actually do have it, we can't name the podcast episode that.
I know.
Because then it's like people actually listen to it thinking it's clickbait, and then it's like, oh shit, he actually had it. Like, what the fuck?
And then now the podcast won't get listens.
And then we get demonetized, and then we get shut down. God. There's no more weekly stand up, then it's the weekly sit down.
Oh, stupid dude. Dang. I have a question for you though, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Like, how has it been for you learning code? Like, while doing all of this, while
difficult.
I personally went through that too. So like content creation, learning code. How do you feel where you're at right now as an aspiring developer?
I think that my growth has been stunted so much. as a dev specifically because of content creation. How much, or what makes you feel like you're stunted?
Like you don't know JavaScript? Like you're not.
No, building. I mean, I know JavaScript. Like if you told me to build something right now, I mean, it would take me a little bit of time, obviously, but I could build it. Like I could figure it out. Like I understand how to use JavaScript. I know React, like all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I do feel that the gaps in my knowledge are increasing because I'm not using it every day.
Yeah.
Because of content creation, yes, I'm not consistent enough.
Yeah.
To the point where, because of all the things that I'm bringing on, I'm not as consistent, and I'm not using everything, and I'm not learning at the speed that I used to when content creation was only Instagram.
Yeah.
And you know, again, it's also to the fact that I have an increased percentage and risk of burnout, and I'm going through it right now because of everything I have going on, because I don't have systems or structure in place to combat that. You know, I threw myself into literally the wilderness and the fire.
Do you agree
with
that?
Content creation? No. No.
Can I ask you another
question? I think it's part of the process. What?
What other developer or aspiring developer other than me do you know that's doing that right now?
That's doing content creation plus coding?
No. Podcasts, YouTube videos, Instagram, and coding. And no,
I actually don't know.
And actually trying to be an entrepreneur.
Do you know anyone other than me? No, I don't.
So let me ask you this. Now, I don't have a big Instagram channel, but why do you think that I'm able to have my channel where I'm at now and be at the career I'm at right now as well as a developer?
You coincided them both.
Yeah, I did both. I did both at the same time.
Right.
But I worked my ass off, dude.
Mm.
Like, I mean, like, my two relationships ended.
Right.
You know, two girlfriends I had while learning code. So first one ended after 3 years. Last one, I ended it because I didn't want to give up YouTube. I didn't want to give up my hunger to have a strong career. Like, dude, like that's how hard I worked for it. And even when I want burned out, I still upload videos at least once a month. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was worth it. You know what I mean? And so like what I'm going to share with you, I want to tell you this, that dude, it's hard as heck right now. And I'm going to tell you this, it's going to get harder.
But yeah.
You may not see it now. If you keep going, and I'll always be here to help you too. Two to three years down the line, like, bro, like all of this will be worth it. Because if you really think about it, who else do you know that's doing this? Podcasts, videos, Instagram, and Instagram's blown up. And that will bring more people to your channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If your merch doesn't do well, so what? That doesn't mean
you're not doing
it. That's just merch. I don't buy merch. Do you ever buy merch from other people? I don't.
I have a confession to make.
Okay, Alphalete. I bought Alphalete. Okay.
I didn't buy Alphalete. I bought MKBHD.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, well, he's different. He's just that cool, though. His stuff is actually legit, though.
Dude, his sweaters are so sick. I was like, I had to cop one, dude. I'm sorry.
No, his stuff is legit. That's different.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, influencers have really ugly merch.
Thanks, Chris. Chris.
your merch is nice. I helped you with some of that.
You did.
No, you know what I mean? Like, so when you think about it, okay? Mm-hmm. If you see no one else doing it, who do you think has a better chance of making it out there as a content creator? It's the person who's working the hardest.
That's true.
Or the person that works the longest too, who doesn't give up.
That's true. Yeah, the hard work always does pay off.
Yeah.
But the argument there, and I'm not arguing it. I agree with you, right? But it's also the other side of the coin to where in the long term, will the person who stuck to his guns or her guns and stuck with just creating content on a consistent basis on that one platform go farther and be happier in terms of in comparison to the person who's spread so wide in terms of platform and content? You know what I mean?
No, that's a good question. Let me give you an example.
I mean, yeah.
For example, do you know Lou from the podcast Lou Clips? Lou, he uh-uh. has a tech channel.
Mm-mm. From Unbox Therapy.
Yeah, there you go, Unbox. I don't even know him anymore. I only know him as Lou because of his podcast.
What's his podcast? What's the name of it?
I just literally Google Lou Clips.
I know that Lou Clips is the YouTube channel, but it's part of his actual podcast. I know who it is though. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. If you just stuck to only doing that tech stuff, which is still, I mean, that stuff is never going to go away.
Dude, he has at least 1 million views on each episode.
Yeah, 10 million plus subscribers. But look at this. No one really knew his name. They just knew him as the bald guy on Unbox Therapy that wears a hat all the time.
Mm.
Does that make sense? And so what he did is that he spent like $20,000 on background, et cetera. And he started a podcast. And now because of that, his brand is so much bigger. Literally just because of a podcast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I really think that it's always best to branch out to everywhere, to podcast, video, and everything like Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it gives you that much.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah. And
Twitter.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this too, is that sometimes I think people think too much when it comes to spreading content all throughout, because even content for your podcast, and honestly, podcast is easy. You just talk.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's say if you make a video on YouTube, you can spread out that content from YouTube to everywhere else.
100%. 100%. Redistribution is probably one of the easiest and most efficient ways for content creation, for sure.
Yeah.
Still takes work to redistribute because it depends on the platform and you have to kind of manipulate it in a way to make it fit.
Yeah.
But I agree.
I agree with you a lot because you also do have to know what you're limited at, what you're not good at.
100%.
Videos. Some people aren't good at podcasts. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the hard part, is me discerning what it is that I'm doing right now that isn't beneficial to me and something that I'm not good at. But it's also the competitive nature in me is, if I'm not good at it, I want to be good at it. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not good at podcasting, I want to get good at podcasting. Mm-hmm. If I'm not good at running a business or a store, I'm going to put my chips into that and make sure that, or not make sure, but I'm going to do my best to make sure that I can actually scale it and actually make it profitable. Mm-hmm. To the point of not making money, but because I want to be able to know that I conquered that challenge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on the person that you get when it comes to that. But yeah, it's a difficult question to answer just because we don't know.
It requires self-awareness. I know that I cannot write blogs because I cannot spell to save my life. You know what I mean?
Well, that's different. That's different because that's actually something that legitimately holds you back from doing that activity.
True.
I'm not going to play basketball if I have a torn ACL. That holds me back. Nothing holds both of us back from actually running a business. Nothing holds the both of us back at this point to run a podcast. We can both talk. We can both understand English. But someone might not be as entertaining. That's not a hindrance. That's just an unfortunate trait that someone has.
Or you work around it.
Exactly. There's workarounds to that. There's no workaround to not being able to speak. There's not workarounds to being, well, I wouldn't say understanding English, but again, it's not a major hindrance.
I think it also comes down to desire. What makes you happy and what you really want.
All right.
For me, dude, I could give up with the clothing store if I wanted on my apparel. I don't want to because I want to do well. Because I already make so much, I make good amount of money from, especially with my YouTube channel growing like crazy. Mm-hmm. From the last, what day is it? The 10th?
It's 11th.
I made $1,000 from YouTube.
From YouTube?
Affiliates. The last 10 days. Okay.
I'm not even able to monetize videos yet.
you'll eventually. But like, you know what I mean? Like, so no, but yeah, like I'll easily make $3,000+ a month, and it's going up. So that's eventually gonna be a 5 or 10K. And so for me, it's like, wait, why focus on the apparel store
when you could put all your chips there and make more money?
Yeah, true. But the thing is, that wouldn't make me happy.
Exactly. You want to be spread wide.
That too, but I've always wanted to have my own apparel line.
Right.
So even if it's not doing well, the reason I make these clothes is for me, not for other people. And if people want to buy it, then that's cool. You know what I mean? So I see it like that. These videos, even YouTube and podcasts, I make for me. Because I want to watch this later and I want to listen to myself because I'm that obsessed with myself. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. So it's a
good way to look at it, though.
Yeah, that's how I kind of do what I do.
I wouldn't say it's healthy, but I'd say it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, that's how I kind of see it.
You watch you more than other people watch you.
Oh, trust me.
And you live with you.
And my dogs look at me while I talk to myself.
Oh, I mean, talking to yourself is healthy. That's fine. If you do it in public, then you might want to hold that back. But
true. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like it's an obsession that people need when it comes to things like this. Like that's good. Like being obsessed with the work that you do, being obsessed with the quality, like that's fine.
Passion.
But there needs to be exactly. Then it's passion. Yeah, obsession's a bad word. But there needs to be a cap to that because you could be overly passionate about something and it's what we talked about earlier. It's worried about, you know, not worried about, but, you know, seeing that the video didn't blow up. Why? Mm. What did I do wrong? Or what could I have done differently in the video? Now I have to delete the whole thing and then redo it again because I missed this one clip that was crucial. Or the title's wrong. Let me change the title. The thumbnail's bad. Let me redo the thumbnail. But it just adds on this unnecessary, not unnecessary, but like it just adds on stress to you that you.
It's a necessary stress.
As a content creator, for sure. But it can get too far, I feel like. And that's I'm at, I think.
Well, dude, that's why I went through literally major depression. Mm-hmm. Because I've been doing YouTube for like the last 4 years. And when I stopped, when I was burned out, when I started uploading only once a month, I got so used to seeing positive comments all the time, like likes all the time, seeing my subscription numbers go up.
And then as soon as you see a negative one, boom.
Yeah, negative. No, negative ones don't actually affect me. But when I stopped getting comments and likes and subscriptions, like my depression was going crazy.
Yeah,
because you get a like that dopamine thing. You know when you get likes on Instagram, it feels good. Right?
But when
you get that all the time, and I got hundreds of comments per video before, and stopped. It's like, where do you get that dopamine from? And so, like for me, because I was so obsessed, and then I did cold turkey stop. Bro, that affected me so bad mentally.
Yeah. I can see that. Then that's what I'm talking about. Is like that your passion can take you so far to where you rely on those little those dopamine hits from the passion that it drives you low key into insanity.
It can.
Because you're not getting these things and you leaned on it so heavy and so deep that once it stops, I mean, that's why I feel like celebrities just go crazy.
Dude, you know I was literally thinking about that when I was going through it. Like, I'm not a celebrity, but dang.
But you had a certain amount of front-facing exposure. Once you get exposure, like, and I've talked about this before, I don't know about if it was with you or not, or just by myself, but no one teaches you how to handle that exposure. No one taught us how to handle our initial breakout whether it's on Instagram or YouTube. Like, there is a lot of exposure you get to the public that no one really understands how to navigate through. And sometimes if you let it get the best of you, that's why you see celebrities go ape shit. Like, they just go nuts.
I agree 100%, but I think that's why you have to be self-aware when it comes to this, because when I realized that, it stopped affecting me. Like, I don't have depression anymore. Like, I realized what was going on, why I felt the way I felt without even realizing it. It's scary. Like, it is scary, man.
No, 100%. But that's the thing is you were self enough to do that. Not very many are lucky enough to have that trait. not very many are lucky enough to be, you know, catch it and nip it in the bud fast enough. Some people like literally fall way too deep into that pyramid of just pure shit to where they're now stuck in that, and they're now the new person that they are, and say the things that they say, do the things that they do, and then they just it just compounds and keeps getting worse and worse.
Well, that's why I think making videos helped me, because I could watch myself and hear myself. Did you hear about this?
That's interesting.
Beautiful. There's a really pretty girl. She's Asian streamer who committed suicide recently. She had depression. And she was even giving hints on Twitter. It sucks. But she was really pretty. She was getting like a lot of views. You know what I mean? But
people she's Asian. Please comments. Don't tell me it's the person that I think.
It was leaving. It probably is. She's getting a lot of weird comments, negative comments. That stuff gets you, bro. And the reason I'm just sharing, I not that I understand exactly what she went through, but I understand what real depression is. And I'm gonna tell you this: I'm very lucky to be alive right now.
Oh,
I'm very lucky that I had my dog, dude. It was that bad, like social
Jesus.
Media, man. Like, yeah, it was scary, man. Like, so like, thankfully, I had my dog to help me not. Like calm me down and stuff, but dude, that stuff is real, man. So being self-aware is so important, and so I'm really thankful that I finally got over it.
Yeah, I mean, Wreckful, same thing. Like,
yeah, people don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a whole. Someone tweeted, and it hurts to have watched that clip, but it was a clip of him literally breaking down on stream because someone. Not someone, but like a group of people were saying like negative shit to him on stream in the chat. And it was like just like him breaking down. He's like, I can't believe this. You guys would even want to say these things to me. Like, you don't even know me, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, fuck. Like, and then it happens and he kills himself. And it's like,
it's when you have depression, that magnifies that one thing.
Yeah.
Even when someone doesn't mean harm. Like, so for me, it was my dad. My dad was joking. Me and my dad joke a lot. But when I was going through a really bad episode, my dad joked, you're not my son. We joke all the time.
Yeah.
But that one thing, even though it was a joke, triggered me so bad. People don't realize when people have depression. The thing is, people don't always know when people have it. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, it magnifies that small thing that would never like affect you.
Dude, that makes me want to have a movement or some sort of like awareness thing that we do on depression. Like, because you've went through it. I don't have phases like that, or I have bouts of it, but it's not as heavy. But I mean, like, for the people who do, like, there needs to be something that they can.
It's so real. People. It's real.
Yeah. No, it 100% is real. But it's just like it sucks to see it dwindle down so far.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's scary because you don't even realize what you're thinking or going through at that moment.
Unless you have people around you.
Yep. Unless you have people around you. Or for me, it was my dog because I lived alone away from it. So
it's crazy that pets can have that big of an effect, though.
Yeah. No.
Especially for the people who live by themselves. Dude, the amount of people I know who live by themselves that have pets, like,
they're so happy.
So happy, but that's the thing is, if they didn't have them, I wonder how depressed they would be.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, man. And it's a real thing. A lot of people have it and don't realize it. You know, so I'm thankful
I think everyone has it. I think everyone has.
I guess at some level, but like,
it's like, varying degrees of it for sure. Some people more so than others, because I know that there are people in the world that genetically have it handed down. And it's those people who have it more severe than others, unfortunately. And they didn't ask for that, but it gets bad. I mean, Jordan Peterson's one of those people. I don't know if you know Jordan Peterson.
Yep. Yeah. And he was like the leader in helping people get over it. And then he had.
Yeah. And he has bad bouts of it. I mean, like, there was a story of his wife was about to die, and then he literally was like so bad that I think they flew him out to like Russia or something to get treated, because they were the only people who could, and he was over there for like however long, and It can get really bad for people.
Anyone can go through it.
Anyone can go through it. It takes one event to trigger it for you.
Yeah.
One event. That's all it takes.
It's it's sad, man. So like when we talk about like the social media stuff, like that's true. It can affect you, man. Especially if there are people who never actually got noticed on social media, but they put so much effort.
Oh, dude.
That's discouraging because so many people will do everything. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends who have put the whole life into it, and I didn't, and I blew up easily.
That's easy. Yeah, dude. That jealous. When jealousy leads into depression, that's a whole different story.
That's also literally why I don't watch anyone else, because I don't want to compare myself with anyone.
Yeah,
that's literally why I don't watch anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that,
I don't watch people in our. In our community, not I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I take that back. I don't watch people that do the same things that we do, like all the time. Typically like the only things I consume are from people outside of development, outside of
same here.
Programming. Like it's for me to escape because I'm in the space 24/7. You're in the space 24/7.
Yeah.
So, you know, to get out of that and get inspiration and motivation from other people is always super nice, especially in the fitness industry. Like for you, Christian Guzman, for me, Nick Bear, Christian, Max Tuning, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like watching all that stuff, like watching their full day of eatings or, you know, whatever Christian's got going on with the business, like that's super inspiring. That's super motivating. If I'm watching another developer go through something, like, for me, that's where the comparisons come through. Because then I go into their lives and blah, 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 blah. But that's only as a content creator. I feel like you only really go through that as a content creator. If you're just a developer and a consumer, like that doesn't really happen, right? You're watching it as pure entertainment. I feel like if you are a content creator, you go through this same exact phenomenon one way or the other.
Yeah, it's different. It's weird. It's weird.
It's definitely weird dynamic. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
It's interesting. And this is a comparison, but it's because I don't want to compare. And I know I do that a lot. So to prevent me from doing it, I just don't watch anything at all.
I think that's the thing too, because, you know, that's specific to you. But it's also the same for others, but not for everybody. Some people can kind of watch that kind of stuff and not have to compare. Yeah. Some people just don't compare at all and just kind of like go with a I don't care kind of attitude, like very laid back is what I was trying to say, like super laid back. So it doesn't really affect them that much. So if you're listening and, you know, this is something that you can relate to, just try to like be self-aware enough to understand yourself and how you react to certain sources of stimulation. You know, like if you watch pieces of content from someone in the same industry and you get a little jealous, then stop watching that. You need to watch something else.
Yeah. Or also just realize, like, or acknowledge the jealousy.
Well, that too, but it'll lead into the same thing. You acknowledge that jealousy and then it leads you into watching other content because you now know that those kinds of content is what triggers you.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's different for me. So for me, like I acknowledge it and like that's why I don't watch it. It just doesn't lead, like being jealous is stupid, you know what I mean? But everyone goes through that.
Everyone, you know, no, you will never, you will, yeah, you will never not be jealous about something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Relationships, work,
yeah,
like yourself, like there's so many different things to be jealous about. It's just a normal human emotion that we will never omit. If we omit jealousy, this world would be weird.
Well, I could generally say this. I'm not jealous of anyone. But it's because I also prevent myself from being jealous. But
do you
also
think that you close people out a lot because of that?
I don't close people out. No.
Okay.
So the way for me and how it works when it comes to this is that when I see someone have something like really good happen to them, I instead of feeling jealous, if I feel that an ounce of it coming up, I just turn that into, dang, I'm so thankful. I'm so happy for them. Like, dang, that person deserved that. What did they do to get that? What do I need to do? You know what I mean? To learn from that.
Yeah.
So I kind of turn it around. So that's why for me, it helps acknowledge it so I can turn those thoughts around. And that's what I learned from having depression too, is that you have to acknowledge those thoughts so you can correct those thoughts too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I bet it was uncomfortable at first though.
Hella uncomfortable, dude.
And that's the thing, is it's not easy to do that because it's uncomfortable. Yeah. And we've talked about this before. I've talked about it on a separate podcast, is that being uncomfortable is something that you need to do to grow. And if you're not willing to, then don't do it. You know what I mean? You just won't grow in that aspect if you're not willing to be uncomfortable.
The people and that like, are, yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah. The people that what?
The people who don't like actually try to accept that uncomfortable part of themselves or anything in life, and they don't grow. But you can see those people in life, how they don't change. People who remain childish, people who remain selfish, people who remain, you know what I mean, like self-centered. They don't want to be uncomfortable where they're not thinking of themselves, but actually thinking of others. Like other people notice that too, man. It doesn't look
good. Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And I think that that's something that people in every walk of life need to work on. Like for me, it's the same thing. I think I've talked about this before on my podcast and then maybe a little bit on Twitter. But people pleasing, that's something that I have a very bad problem with. And I think that's just because of the way that I came up and was, you know, parented, not specifically because it's their fault, but it's just the way that our culture is. That, and then, you know, those habits stuck with me through life. And then all the other different experiences that I've had growing up, like I've just become like the worst people pleaser in the world. And now I'm getting into uncomfortable positions to where I need to be able to fix that. And it requires uncomfortability for me because I'm so used to saying yes all the time. Yeah. Like, yes, I'll do this for you. Yes, of course I'll do this for you. Oh, you're in a little bit of a, like you're having troubles right now. Of course I'll fix it for you. Even though I know I can't. Like, it's like being uncomfortable with saying no. Like, it sucks for me to say no sometimes. Even when it's justified, it's a justified no. And that it wouldn't cause any troubles. Like, I still have issues saying no.
Yeah.
But I know that I need to be uncomfortable enough to say no when I need to say no.
No. I had to learn that though, dude. But the thing is, once you break that barrier, oh my gosh.
Oh, dude. Sky's the limit.
Bro. That was me too. I mean, that's still me. I have to fight that still. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I have to second guess myself sometimes. I'm like, oh, can I actually do this? And then sometimes I have to structure out my response. It's like, I can't just say no. Like I have to let them down easy, but it's like, sometimes you just can't, sometimes you just got to say no. And I mean, like, people pleasing is such a hard thing to deal with and it can ruin so many different relationships and things like that. So it's, it's a hard one for sure. But I mean, it just relates back to the whole being uncomfortable in order to grow kind of deal.
100%, man.
Like, it's necessary.
Since this podcast went from like so much joking around to hecka deep.
I was just thinking about that, dude. This is so funny. It's 2 hours of a roller coaster, dude.
I'm gonna like, listen to dude. This on my plane ride to Virginia Beach. Oh
man. Dude, this is great. No. Okay. This episode needs to relate somehow because theme parks aren't open. We just opened it back up for them with this episode.
Dumb. Exactly, man.
This is a roller coaster of emotions.
Bro, I actually have to pee really bad. I've been holding it the last 2 hours.
I mean, we might as well just end it here, though.
Yeah, dude. But this is good, man. We got to do another one. We have to do another one. Hopefully, if you can, if you're free on Tuesday before I leave for Virginia Beach.
Tuesday. What do I have Tuesday? Let me check my calendar. Tuesday, what time?
Anytime. I'm free. Hopefully, before the evening.
Before the evening. Okay, I have Monday. I have a podcast. Let's try for Monday. Okay. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow works too. Yeah. We'll do that
for are you talking about next week?
For next week's. Or whatever, for the second episode, because I'll be out of town from Tuesday night to Saturday.
To the 19th?
Yeah.
And then you'll be settled in by the 20th,
Sunday.
Right?
Oh wait, I'll be back on Sunday. We can do another. Okay, never mind. We can do upstairs.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I got to pee really bad, dude.
Okay, but we'll end it here. This was the weekly stand-up.
Weekly stand-up. All right, I got to pee. See you guys.
What an ending.